So I guess this is where I should start singing, because I have no intro music today. And why is that? Because I had to reboot the studio server like minutes before we started the show. It's actually booting right now. So while you got away from having to listen to my intro music, you will not be able to escape the show or the commercial breaks or anything like that. I'm being joined by my good friend, Dr. Matt Andrew. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great, Carl. Great to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. So from the looks of the wall behind you, it looks like you are broadcasting today from the Taj Mahal. That's some beautiful woodwork back there, man. That's amazing.
You've been here.
Very,
you've
very, very nice.
It's my office.
Yeah, I know. You've
had a nice great office. Had a great patient who passed this last year. Wonderful man. He had a veneer company, and he showed up one day. He said, he's German. He said, Matt, what is your favorite wood? And I said, I love Babinga. It's just great looking stuff. He said, okay. 3 weeks later, he calls me. He said, Matt, I found one. I'm like, one what? He said, I found a Babinga tree. You got to come look at it. I'm like, great. I showed up, and he had all these veneers laid out. And he said, that's really beautiful. He said, well, how do you want it? I said, I can't begin to afford that kind of stuff for my office. And he said, I didn't ask if you could afford it. I said, how you want it? And, then he made me these panels, and, that's like my aquarium. I just sit and look at it and enjoy nature from here.
So every now and then, if you see me look away, it's because it's 87% complete and I'm still waiting for this to update. Anyway, so today's discussion is very interesting anyway, in and of itself. The audience knows that I'm an avid fan of cannabis ever since I was a young man. And we've talked about the emergence of CBD and how that's very, very different than mm-hmm. what people think about. So in order for us to have a fertile discussion about the role of CBD in performance, I think we need to address the 400,000-pound gorilla in the room first, and that is that still people, when as soon as you say CBD, they go, no. Because there's still that stigma, even though it's coming from a completely different plant than the cannabis that's being sold in Nevada and California and Oregon and Washington State. I mean, this is a plant that was previously used to make linen and paper out of.
Yep.
But people still get hung up on it, don't they? I mean, look, I'm going to put you on the spot right now, Matt. I know you. You're like my brother, okay? I know who you are. When you were first looking at CBD, you had to look at it with a little sense of incredulity, like, but I don't know about that, you know?
No question. Absolutely. The first time I ever heard about it, a patient mentioned it to me in the context of cancer treatment. And she said CBD, and I thought, well, what is that? Some kind of radio truckers have, you know, that they talk to other truckers on. Yeah. I didn't have no clue what it was. And then she said it was from cannabis. And my first thought was, so it's just another compound there that gets people high and people misuse and blah, blah, blah. So I knew nothing. And, you know, I keep finding this tremendous gap in education. And right now, I mean, we're working actively because this has transformed my practice. I mean, there's this entire group of patients that I had very little to offer them that suddenly we have doing really well because of the addition of CBD to our protocols. But we're now working closely with our state representatives, with lawmakers to try to get CBD is legal. Hemp products are legal.
So let me tell you something that just happened to me. My brother-in-law, John, has had two knee replacements. And every now and then he texts me and says, what can I do for the pain in my knees? And I've never really taken the time to give him the answer because the answer is pretty long. Because first of all, you don't have knees anymore.
Yep.
So we can sit here and first talk about where the pain is coming from. the short answer was, have you looked at the CBD? What is that? I said, Google it. He did. Never heard back from him. I said, what do you think about CBD? And he's an ex-New York police department, a police officer, right?
Yep.
He goes, I'm not interested in that stuff. And I can't even give it a chance. I said, John, this could actually help you because the kind of pain that you're having is more myalgia-type pain. You don't have pain in your knees. You don't have knees anymore.
Right. Right. Well, I think you're right, Carl. And I think the first thing to address is the legality issue. And I feel pretty well educated on this because I've been working deep in this space for the last 6 months. And I've talked to legislators and attorneys and all kind of people from around the country. And the way that things stand now is that CBD can be legal or illegal, depending on where it's sourced. So that if you have CBD that comes from marijuana plants, federally, it is illegal. And that's independent of percentages or anything else. If you have CBD that is sourced from industrial hemp, then per the 2014 Congress enacted Farm Act, CBD from that is legal.
Right.
And it's interesting. In our state, our attorney general took a paper written by the DEA in 1997. Actually, he took everything from it except the last part of it, which says specifically, this is not law. This is opinion. He left that part out. But back then, it was very difficult to get any CBD without THC in it. But all the products that we use recommend for patients are free of THC. You could take a gallon of it. You'd never get high.
Right.
But people just don't know that. And there are a ton of people that I've given this to in the last 6 months who had been avid pot smokers, but they were doing it for medicinal reasons. And they didn't know that if they tried CBD, they'd get a lot of those medical benefits without the THC. And frankly, not everybody wants to get high all the time. And I sure don't want people to if they're driving their car next to me or taking care of my kids or whatever else at the time. So there's time and a place for everything. But it's really increased the flexibility of compounds from that plant and how we can use them.
I guess we have a comment and question from a listener, James Baum, who I know he lives in California. He said, but it's illegal for supplements to have CBD. And he has a little sad face there. So is that true? We can't incorporate CBD into products at this point in time?
Well, I'm not sure to what James is referring exactly, but I do know that what has happened is that there's a company called Epidiolex. I'm sorry, GW Pharmaceuticals, and their drug Epidiolex, which is CBD, that they got a new drug application for from the FDA. And it says that, they basically own CBD now. But the thing is that those places, those companies, they can't actually own a natural product. They
right.
can own the marketing. They can own the use of it for medicinal purposes. So what you're finding is a lot of things that had been before labeled CBD are now labeled hemp oil. And that's how they're getting around it.
That's so, why the rash of this new, I see that. I see a lot of that now. People are not calling, I thought they were calling it hemp oil because they're shooting at the old full spectrum, terpenes and everything else,
Yes, absolutely. That's part of it. And that's another thing that's completely valid. And that's what's interesting is that, when you're taking an entire plant, you're getting a lot of very balancing chemistry there. It's very beneficial. The Epidiolex that GW has actually has a heck of a lot of side effects. And a lot of those patients are doing not as well. I mean, more trouble with liver, more trouble with drug interactions because they're not taking the full spectrum hemp oil. They're getting that isolate.
So James Baum posted a link to nutrientingredients.com, and I'm just reading the link, and the link says FDA hardened stance against use of CBD in supplements. That's different than selling Frank CBD. I see what he's saying. What he's saying is perhaps they're not going to even allow CBD to be incorporated. Like, you can't come out with a bar and call it the relaxation bar and put some CBD oil in it because you can sell CBD as a standalone agent, period.
Right. But if you came out with a drug that said was beta caryophyllene, which is a terpene for, say, inflammation, that doesn't mean that that company would then own all black pepper in the world and that you couldn't put black pepper on your steak.
Which is really what they're going for. They tried to do that with one of the methyl Bs. Remember there was a company that tried to take methyl B6? Was it preference in some people not to convert it?
Yes.
And they wanted to turn it into a scheduled drug.
Yeah. Yeah, and they will never kind of get over that that attempt to reach. And the same thing happened with statins and red yeast rice.
So Elisa and I just talked about this morning. So all these there's a doctor that Elisa calls on, and he insists on red yeast rice to help control the dyslipidemia in his patients. And I said to Elisa, the FDA it's like Malachin K, the active ingredient in red yeast rice that's supposed to have a effect on lipids is actually chemically exactly the same as lovastatin. Mm-hmm. And it's called like Malachin K or something like that. Well, when the FDA realized that red yeast rice was promoting itself as an alternative to statins, they told all the manufacturers it can only have trace amounts of this Malachin K in it. They make them wash it out with a molecular sieve. And so people are buying red yeast rice that doesn't have the original ingredient in it that made it popular to begin with.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, it's a big fight.
Matt, I can't hear you if you can hear me.
I can hear you.
Did you hit the mute button by any chance?
Nope. I don't think so.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. That's okay.
Yep.
We'll figure this out here. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll pick it up on the other side. I promise. Nothing's working now. Look at this. There we go.
You deserve again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime, and then trained fasted and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend,
I'm getting all the
magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without. U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad, or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients, just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with a little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. I don't know what to fucking
do. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hold on. So, apparently, can you people out there hear Dr. Andre?
One, two, three.
If you can hear... Well, now you can hear him. Hold on, I got to hang up on you.
One, two, three, you, four, five.
I hear you now. I hear you now. Okay, we're good. We're good. We're good. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm just going to have to turn your audio up really, really high. Count one more time for me, Matt. One more time.
One, two, three, four, five.
Perfect. Perfect. We can do this. Okay. All right. So getting back to the topic at hand here, which is the use of CBDs for performance. Okay.
Yep.
So I want to read this from my friend, and I call him my friend. I'm proud to have this guy as my friend, Alex Wapretsky. He lives in Tigard, Oregon, and people there know him because this guy is like a salve. He played college ball. He blew out his knee. He amazing power lifter, amazing strength athlete, in fantastic shape, covered from tattoos from neck down. I mean, long beard. I mean, you know, when you think of a burly weightlifting guy from Oregon.
This him.
This is him. And so he says, I have to tell you, he says, where is it? I'm sorry. My use of CBD for myself greatly reduces the pain in my body from arthritis I suffer from. And that allows me to train consistently and allows better sleep. Two very important components of success, successful training habits. So it sounds to me like if you are training with pain, this is an alternative for people. But you're saying that there may be some intrinsic benefits for performance, right?
Yep, absolutely. I mean, the biggest ones, gentleman there mentioned,
Alex,
so much is about sleep. I mean, you know better than anybody, or as well as anybody I know, the connection between sleep and growth hormone production. Changing sleep architecture. This is one of the few agents from the pharmaceutical or natural world that we know that can improve sleep architecture. And when I say sleep architecture, I'm not talking about just getting people to sleep, but getting them into stage 3 and 4 sleep, the delta wave sleep, which is where you release most of those pulses of growth hormone. And CBD will do that very effectively. And those first few pulses of first few times you get into stage 3 and 4 sleep during the night is when most of your growth hormone is released. So your ability to make that and release it can be greatly enhanced by taking CBD.
So could the... Not everybody seems to have the same experiences with CBD. Is it all about unique dose for an individual, or is there something, are there non-responders out there?
Well, I think there are non-responders. I mean, that can be a lot of things. One of the problems is that most CBD, being an oil, it's not very well absorbed. The bioavailability of most of those oral forms of CBD is low, 10% or less. So what we try to give for people is a water-soluble form where they can get about 80-85% or more absorption. And because that absorption happens in the mouth and in the mucous membranes, in the esophagus, the onset of action is much, much quicker. So one of the problems, I think, especially for people taking this for pain, I mean, as you know, anything for pain, the quicker it works, the better, and the more confidence people have in it. So I think some people, their onset of action is so long that they don't even know if they're really getting much out of it. But those water-soluble forms do seem to work very fast, 5-10 minutes.
What about the fact that some of us have, let's say, abused marijuana when we were young? Does this create a different threshold for people? Should we expect a different results?
Yep, that's a good question. With THC, actually, there can be and there is tolerance that develops because it directly attaches to your cannabinoid receptors, like CB1, THC directly attaches to that and can stay there for many, many, many hours, even a couple of days. However, CBD at the receptors in the body that it works on. It's what we call an allosteric modulator. So it works not at the active site of attachment, but on sides sort of, and modulates mm-hmm. the downstream effects. So you mm-hmm. don't get tolerance. Doses up to 1,500 milligrams a day have never shown tolerance to CBD.
Even if you've
been an avid smoker, you could still really benefit from this.
I've made this statement before, and I've actually deduced this, this idea that alcohol intoxicates us because it poisons us. We don't have an ethanol receptor, but we have a cannabinoid receptor on virtually every cell in the body, which has to mean that we have come in contact with it over evolution, and so much so that the receptor ended up incorporating itself into us. Is that a stretch saying that?
No, I don't think so, Carl. I think that's the way I like to say it or describe it is that, one of my favorite quotes from Lieberman is evolution intends nothing.
Right.
And what's happened is, there are no more what we call wild forms of cannabis on the planet. We have grown with this so long. It's one of the first plants that humans ever grew on purpose. In fact, the African pygmies that we all know, the paleo guys that we all are that love it, that they're hunter-gatherers, right? They actually grow hemp. They grow cannabis. But it's the only plant that they do that with. And for 12,000 years plus, we have grown that plant. So you're talking hundreds of generations of we have adapted to that plant since we've been a civilization, and we've adapted that plant to us. Now, I think what happens instead is that our use of cannabis is actually a form of hormone replacement. Our endocannabinoid system runs on two endocannabinoids that we make, one called anandamide and the other is called 2-AG. And they're not exactly, but you can kind of think of anandamide as like your own internally made THC, and CBD is your, and 2-AG is your own internal CBD. But we get low in those, just like we get low in thyroid, we get low in testosterone, we get low in growth hormone. And what I think is we just found naturally sources in our environment that had ways to replace those effectively for us. In the same way mm-hmm. that you want pineapple or bananas when you get muscle cramps, in the same way that people want to eat dirt when their iron gets low. We find ways in nature and instinctually ways to replace things that we get low in. And I think that's why we've had a relationship with this plant since the dawn of time.
Tim Bruce, are volumes leveled out now, please, if you can respond? Because Tim's actually working with me now. He's heading up the sales effort here at Superhuman Radio. And he's listening live. And he said, Andrew's volume is low, Carl's is louder. But I don't know if that was earlier before I got you balanced out. Right. Okay, so give me a snapshot. How do you see – you were doing CrossFit. Are you still doing CrossFit?
Yeah. Yep, just did it this morning.
Okay, so how do you use a CBD, and how do you see it being used in performance?
There's several different ways. Certainly what comes to mind first is for recovery, for soreness, for pain and inflammation. For myself, this has absolutely replaced NSAIDs. I don't take ibuprofen anymore. I don't take aspirin. I don't take Aleve. This is what I take. And this is what I'm recommending for patients now, too, because NSAIDs are not benign. We lose tens of thousands of people a year to GI bleeds, to renal dysfunction, to liver dysfunction that comes from the use of NSAIDs. And, that's what happens. We get used to something and we kind of think it's okay. But, as well as I, aspirin would never get approved if somebody tried to put it through the FDA today.
Not today.
Nor would they caffeine.
No.
So those are not benign substances. And then so one way I use it for sure is for recovery, for soreness, for joint inflammation. It makes a world of difference in how my knees do.
Okay, so do you use it pre or post-workout?
Post.
Okay.
CBD is a really long half-life, Carl. Its oral half-life is 2 to 5 days.
Really?
Yeah, it's really long.
So you accumulate it.
The other terpenes that are in it may all have different half-lives, and they can get metabolized at different rates. So there's a lot of synergy between those compounds. So people generally will take this once daily or up to BID, twice a day, depending on what they're taking it for. But a once daily works great for me for joint inflammation.
Why are terpenes even important? Everybody says that, ours includes the terpenes all of a sudden, but they still focus on the CBD. What do the terpenes even do?
Yeah, well, that's an incredibly long discussion, which I will have come back and we'll have. But the way I think about it, it's kind of like the CBD is like an amplifier, And the terpenes are the keyboard or the guitar. They're determining a lot about what factors you're going to get. I mean, think about it. I mean, that's one thing. When you're using a natural product, these things are much more like wine than they are like pharmaceuticals. There can be slight variations in how it was grown, where it was grown, what hillside it was on, the weather can all have determinant or be determining factors into what compounds end up in that plant and then in the extract from that plant. And so we don't yet know all those answers. But I do know that I've seen patients take, you know, very similar products, but one came from one plant and one came from another, and they see clinically different things.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What I want to do is go ahead and take our break and get us back on track here. Let's see if I can do this. I feel like I've never done this before. With all the complications today, it's like the show that didn't want to happen. I don't know why. Maybe there's some CBD in my computer, and it's just kind of chilling.
Or
it's chilling out.
Pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Right, look, let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of this discussion. Stay tuned.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I like this song, actually. Let it run for a second.
Change this. Let's stop for a second.
Okay, let's do it.
I keep saying I'd love to just sit here and spin music for an hour someday. I have some really favorite songs and all these mashups that we've collected over the years, and I like them. Anyway, welcome back. So we're talking to Dr. Matt Andrew. Let's plug your website first. It's andrewmedicalservices.com.
That's right. Yep.
It should be said that you have a concierge service. You are my personal physician. You're Elise's personal physician. And you have a concierge service where people can be your patient and get very, very special attention as a result of that. You spend a lot of time with everybody. And that's difficult in and of itself. And now you've become the patron saint of CBD. So you're out there. I'm joking, but you're all over the world. You're speaking constantly about it now, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's been a remarkable tool. It's been an amazing thing to add. Particularly, I think about patients that I just had very little to offer them before, like my fibromyalgia patients. Ethan Russo is a very, very good pediatric neurologist, has written multiple papers on this topic. But he says that there are multiple conditions, and particularly ones we've struggled to treat, like fibromyalgia, irritable bowel, that the primary defect in them is a deficiency in cannabinoids. And the use of cannabis, the use of CBD extract from that, or full spectrum hemp oil, even better, will help effectively replace a lot of those cannabinoids that we get low in. We don't know all the reasons we get low.
Okay, so here's let's talk about that, because I'm actually doing a groundbreaking show this Friday on living without fibro.
Uh-huh.
And when we really dig down into the research, we see where fibro comes from. But something you just said is interesting, because we have an endocannabinoid system and we produce cannabinoids, and we do that as a pain management process. And when people live with chronic pain, we think the chemicals in our brain that it takes to handle stress, the chemicals in our brain that allow us to focus very, very intently on something, that could have life-changing, we think that those just are, they'll just keep making more. We don't realize that we run out of these at some point in time.
Yep, and absolutely.
As somebody who's lived with chronic pain with my foot and the other problems I'm having in my lower body, I can tell you that you can feel it. You can feel your body succumbing to it. And that succumb feeling is actually your body is running out of the actual chemicals that help you cope with these things. And people who live with fibromyalgia, every inch of their skin hurts, every inch of their bones hurt, everything hurts. So they run out of all this stuff right away, all this stuff that helps to quell pain for most of us.
Yep, that's right. So, I think, and I'd love to come back, and do a show on nothing but the endocannabinoid system. But the actual breakdown of it is not that hard to understand. There's two receptors, two endocannabinoids, and one enzyme. Those are the main things you need to know. There's a CB1 receptor that's mainly in your brain and spinal cord. There's a CB2 receptor that's mainly in all your immune system. There's the two cannabinoids we already mentioned, anandamide and then 2-AG. And then there's one enzyme called fatty acid amide hydrolase. And fatty acid amide hydrolase breaks down your own anandamide in just a matter of a few minutes. Anandamide is made, and it's what makes you feel pleasure. It's what makes you feel happy, feel calm. But people can have too much of this enzyme, which breaks down their anandamide too long. And so what happens when you take CBD is CBD is a mimicker of 2-AG in our cells and on our receptors, and it inhibits FAAH. It inhibits that breakdown enzyme for anandamide, so our own levels of anandamide go up. And so it's an effective form of replacement.
So it's not really the CBD that's causing the pain relief. It's CBD creating the environment for the body to do its job.
Yes, that's exactly right. Certainly there are direct effects of CBD on pain receptors, especially on the vanilloid receptors, or we call it the TRPV1 receptors.
Lots of things affect the vanilloid receptors. Ginger, vanilla, as they were named,
Yeah, my own personal bent is that the biggest effect people feel from CBD is often from the blockade of fatty acid amide hydrolase and the raising of their own tone of anandamide levels. And I think that's a brilliant effect it has.
Okay, so now let's talk about that in the athlete and in the real world for a second. So in today's day and age, we are highly caffeinated. Mm-hmm. I would say that the majority of the population lives under some kind of threat that is interpreted as life-threatening. You know, the loss of a house, the loss of a job, a sick child, a divorce.
Low-grade saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah, I mean, those are our new saber-toothed tigers, exactly, yep. Right? But the difference is you spent time in your life back then not fearing the saber-toothed tiger.
Yep.
But like when you were in your cave, for instance, right? But when you're in your home, your problems follow your brain in, and they're in there with you. So we really don't have – and now with push notifications, social media, Instagram, Twitter, push notifications, emails, texts, three different email addresses all coming to one account. It's like there is no break. There's only gas pedal today.
Take it one step further. Even your neighbors daggone push notifications that are flooding your own home with RF. And you're constantly being bombarded with radio frequency that also puts you into a sympathetic state.
Yeah. And this is something that we've talked about on this show for a long time. In fact, we've got a guy who made a – well, anyway, the bottom line is this is actually the antithesis of all that, right?
That's right. I mean, one of the I asked Dr. Russo, and now I was in conversation with him, you know, does CBD lower sympathetic tone? And he said, we don't have any evidence it does that. But what he did say is we know that anandamide lowers sympathetic tone. Anandamide lowers cortisol. So if you're raising anandamide levels, we know that a secondary effect of that. And I tell you, every clinical manifestation I see of using this is a rebalancing of parasympathetic tone. Raises parasympathetic, lowers sympathetic.
How long does it take for that to happen, Matt? How long does somebody have to take it, depending on how deep they are down the rabbit hole? How long do they have to take it before they will get to that point where their sympathetic and parasympathetic systems are kind of even pulling now?
That's a great question. I mean, in a sense, I think it happens immediately. I mean, within minutes. But seeing the physical and mental effects of that rebalancing is something that, number one, takes a long time, and two, is progressive. I've stopped no fewer than 50 controlled medications since I've started using this, Carl. And most of those patients, I didn't even suggest that they stop taking whatever the other drug was. They just came back in and said, I haven't needed it. I haven't needed Xanax. I haven't needed Valium. I haven't needed Ambien. I haven't needed – they've cut back. I have one gentleman, just lives a little south of us, was prescribed 4 Norco a day. He's taken a total of 4 pills since October 20th, since he started taking this. So we've got this opioid crisis. We're losing over 60,000 people a year to just opiate overdoses. And then there's resistance to using something like CBD. This is insane.
Okay, I got a lot of questions. Now I'm able to focus on the show and not on the technical difficulties for a couple seconds. So what role does CBD do anything to the GERD sufferer or to the obstructive sleep apnea sufferer, which usually they happen together? In changing that tone that seems to keep airways open?
That's a great question. Let me address the GERD first. I have definitely seen GERD improve with patients who are taking this. One of the things that I see improve so much is gut motility. I just had a lady last week who came in. She was getting ready to buy this promotility drug from New Zealand because you can't even buy it in the United States anymore. They canned it because it was too dangerous. So she was getting ready to buy this. She hasn't had to take it. She has severe gastroparesis, and this has helped. Why? Because every input we have into our GI function has cannabinoid receptors. So her ability of her body to tell how much motility to use has been greatly improved.
And for those out there who don't understand motility, and I mean, there's somebody out there who may not. So just for their sake, it's the pace in which your digestive system takes food from your mouth and gets it to your anus.
You got it. Yep.
In simplest terms.
This lady not only had GERD, but her just gut did not move, period. Everything sat still. And she started taking this. We didn't even give it to her for that. We gave it to her for pain in her joints. But she came back and said she hasn't needed to take any of this other medicine for her stomach. I hear that all the time. And then, of course, if you get GERD better, you reduce swelling in the posterior oropharynx, then a lot of times sleep apnea will improve because your swelling's less.
Right. Because that, and I've said that, a lot of people don't realize that they're snoring and they're obstructive sleep apnea.
Problem.
is because there's edema all the way up the esophagus.
Absolutely.
We only think of gut. We don't, when we talk about gut inflammation, we always think of it that it starts at the esophagus and goes down. No, it can creep up too.
Yep. Every time I talk about CBD, I sound like a snake oil salesman, because you simply don't have any systems that don't have input from the endocannabinoid system. They all do. We have not yet found one that doesn't.
Yeah, but you know what? I kind of felt that way about CBD too. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because it's like anytime something starts going, it does this, it does that. You go, oh, wait a minute. Right.
Yeah, but think of it this way, Carl.
But let me finish my thought. Hold on, because I think that I'm going to say what you're about to say. But when you explained it from the standpoint, and we understand that this is replacing something that's being depleted very quickly for whatever reason, like getting to the bottom of your problem and your problem and your problem, but you are living in a system where you're depending on pain management way too often.
Yep. I mean, imagine, think of it this way. Before you would have ever heard or known of testosterone, which would have been hard because we've been using that for 400 years, right? But if we said, we got this agent you can take and it'll help you sleep better, it'll give you more energy. Well, how's it do both at the same time? It's going to fix your erectile dysfunction. It's going to fix your cholesterol. It's going to fix your blood sugar. Oh, and what is it? It's testosterone.
Baloney. Exactly. Baloney.
Why? Because we don't have cells that don't have receptors for it. Same principle.
And also because organizations like the AMA have been very, very skilled at what they have done. I don't want to get into that right now. But anyway, before our next break, I want to ask you something about sleep.
Yep.
So I know from research that I did on THC, and I know this doesn't have any THC in it, but that there are different strains of pot, if you will, of weed, that impose sleep, and different strains that make you more awake and even creative. We know that now that the burgeoning dispensary world out, you walk in there. I mean, you better be, if you think you're going into Cop Weed like you did on the corner when you were a kid, when you walk in, you better bring your dictionary, because these people are talking some scientific stuff when they talk about weed today.
Yep.
So what about CBD for sleep? Is it wise to take it early in the day? Is it wise to take it right before bed? Can it put you into too deep of a sleep where you actually do start to snore? And, you know, what do you think?
Well, it's really interesting. I don't know the answer to all those questions. I do think, particularly people who are taking a full spectrum plant oil, that plant extract, you got to remember the terpenes do a lot of that determining for you. For example, what causes couch lock from people that are smoking marijuana is not THC, it's beta-mercene. It's a terpene action that does that. So if you've got a strain that's high in beta-mercene, you're probably going to get more somnolence from it. But it's interesting, and I've had other patients say this, if I take too much CBD, I can't sleep. I get insomnia. Interesting. So my dose literally is 4 or 5 drops is the dose that
that's
I
take.
That's it.
That's it.
Tiny amount. You know, just barely a milligram that I get in there. And that much tends to, well, so what helps sleep? Well, there can be a somnolent effect, but I think a bigger issue is it helps balance cortisol, because cortisol kind of runs your sleep in a big way. And so not having that spike of cortisol at night is what helps you. One, for a huge majority of people, I think it's a big reason they sleep better.
You know, I was just thinking of something, because when we talk about this from a standpoint of relaxation and anxiety, I remember when in 2005, I was using a lot of caffeine. I was training, you know, for strength at the time, and I was in doing a deadlift session, and I had consumed a lot of caffeine that morning. And I just told a story this morning. I broke into tachycardia.
Mm.
And after about 10 minutes of it, I got nervous, and I drove myself to the ER. And when I got into the ER, they checked my blood pressure, checked my heart rate. I explained I had taken caffeine. So while I'm talking to the nurse, she's giving me an injection. It was lorazepam, intravenous lorazepam, right?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, within a couple seconds, maybe a minute, I felt awash. But I didn't know. I said, something's wrong. I think I'm dying. And she looks at the meter. She goes, no, your heart rate is back down to normal. She goes, this is what normal people feel like. And the reason I say that is because if you take CBD and it calms you down, it's not sedating you. That's probably where you should be in your day. You know what I mean? But most of us are we're running at such high speeds that we don't realize what it feels like to relax anymore. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Matt Andrews. Stay tuned.
is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com. 74% of Americans are living with digestive issues. They take pills and potions to mask the symptoms but never address the root cause. Introducing GI Ultramax Pro, a complex of scientifically substantiated all-star ingredients that reestablish your gut's operating system, allowing you to be better shielded against the bad actors in your food and environment. The gut is complicated, and it takes GI Ultramax Pro to deliver real long-lasting results. Go to superhumanradio.net and click the GI Ultramax Pro banner ad or visit MotherEarthLabs.com and use code SHR for free shipping. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality, passion meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. Got a lot of activity on the on Facebook and my messages, and we have a listener who shall remain nameless. He's a longtime friend of mine and of the show who lives in D.C., and he says, now I'm legally allowed to grow cannabis. So I started growing a high CBD plant to experiment with making a balm for a case of tendonitis that has been going on for years, and it's working.
Yep.
Anecdotally, my physical therapist manager just had surgery for a torn tricep. He's been using CBD balm, and it speeds up recovery to near miraculous pace. Have you heard of this, Dr. Andre? He's asking.
With
acute and nagging injuries. And
yes.
I've read about this in the past. I think I read a study about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, CBD can work great topically because it's an oil. It's an oil base. So,
yeah.
And it actually
it is itself,
our cell membranes. So it incorporates very easily into those, especially the liposomal forms and so forth. So yeah, it penetrates tissue. And you know, I've talked about this, and I really think about this, as I said, hormone replacement therapy, but it's not endocrine hormone replacement. We don't have a gland that makes all our cannabinoids and it travels through the body. Every tissue in our body makes its own cannabinoids. So every tissue locally can potentially soak up a topical form that you use. You know, if I sit here and stub my toe a bunch, it's going to flood my bloodstream with a bunch of 2-AG in order to recruit the kind of immune activity that you need to start repair. And that's what's one of the brilliant things about it. And we're so young in this. I mean, as I mentioned before, you know, testosterone we've known about for how long? I mean, they were given injections of this, of, you know, bull testicle extracts since the 1700s.
No, before that, the Chinese did it.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I mean, thousands of years ago, I mean, you know, I don't know, 4,000 years ago. Yeah.
You know, when the first endocannabinoid was found?
No.
1992. This is when? 1992. This
is
brand new knowledge about an entire hormone system that we have. So we are just beginning to understand what the workings of it are. You know, and again, the fact that so many systems are impacted greatly by CBD does give it that snake oil sounding thing. Like, you know, I've had so many patients, my own nephew quit Adderall in less than 2 weeks after taking this.
Are you kidding?
No, CBD increases extracellular dopamine concentration in the brain. That's well documented in animal models. So it fits that you can raise dopamine without taking a stimulant.
You think most people are taking too much CBD? They buy these products that are these oils and they're just gobbing it?
I think so. I mean, you know, I find oftentimes that less is more. Number one, again, it's got a really long half-life. I mean, any that you get in your serum is going to stay there for a couple of days. But the other terpenes, the other factors, the other cannabinoids don't necessarily have that same long half-life. So depending on in your system, how you're benefiting from a full spectrum oil, you may benefit from taking it once a day, twice a day, something like that. And that's why, again, I really push for the full plant, as opposed to just an extract.
So I have to talk about THC for a second, and only because there's a study that was published about 4 months ago that showed that inactivated THC.
Unheated.
So in order, yes, decarboxylated, exactly. Right? If it's not decarboxylated, that actually improves long and short term memory in dementia patients.
And very good for
now. Think about this for a second. So going back to my statement earlier that we've been in contact with this stuff for so long that it's incorporated itself into, because we know that's how we have mitochondria. Mitochondria was a virus that whatever we were in that primordial ooze that we were coming to be, infected, and the mitochondria ended up in every one of our cells and multiples, right? So I kind of feel like everything we've dragged ourselves through evolution has kind of left an imprint on us or in us,
yes.
Right? This is my feeble approach to evolutionary medicine. And with that being said, we know we have cannabinoid receptors. And the reality is that I just lost my train of thought. I was going too fast.
Well, my
brain is going in two different directions at once. It is. I'm serious, because it's so fascinating to me. This is so fast. Oh, but the thing about the THC is we probably came in contact with THC by eating the plant. Ate this stuff. We didn't go, hey, roll me a blunt. I want to blow this joint, man. Come on, let's smoke this. No, you were probably like foraging, and it didn't kill grog, so I'm going to try it too, and I ate it.
We probably had it before we had fire.
Obviously, because we weren't burning it yet.
Yeah.
That's self-evident, isn't it? That's great. That's wonderful.
Absolutely. Yeah. But no, go ahead.
Good. No, go.
Well, so you're right. I mean, the THC in and of itself does have some tremendous medicinal benefit. But, you know, depending what state you're in, you can also have your legal consequences. Even if you don't have that, your job consequences. And it's true. The reason that there's so much misinformation out there and people don't differentiate CBD and cannabis is that until recently, you couldn't get CBD without THC. But now you can.
That's right. Right. And it's not that it wasn't there. When we were making paper and linen out of hemp back then, it was there, and rope. We just didn't care about it. You know, we weren't looking for it. So let's summarize here. As a performance aid, it sounds to me like CBD could obviously be used post-workout
to get to lower cortisol levels, get your body back down to a baseline, and obviously speed recovery. It has some anti-inflammatory benefits, but they're really not powerful, right?
No. They're 20 times more powerful than ibuprofen per gram.
Then the jury's still out on applying anti-inflammatories post-workout, whether or not they do, in fact, inhibit protein synthetic response. So I don't know about that. I'm not going to get into that one.
The CBD does not inhibit protein.
Protein what?
Does not inhibit protein synthesis.
Okay. That's an important one right there. That's an important one.
Well, long talk.
Okay. And then the other thing is the improved sleep, which obviously anything you can do to improve your sleep is going to pay off in the gym and on the track or wherever it is that you are.
And then concentration. You're going to lower sympathetic tone, so your parasympathetic tone, which people don't think about this. Dopamine is a parasympathetic hormone. You release dopamine when you're safe. You release dopamine when you're in a good position so you can focus, you can concentrate. You don't sit and read a book when you're running from a tiger. So dopamine is a parasympathetic hormone, and you raise dopamine levels when you take CBD.
So let's talk about the product specifically that you've been promoting lately, because you have been in a position to talk about one specific product that seems to be very advanced. And we have a banner ad up at SupremeRadio.net right now for this product. Talk about it.
Yeah. So I work with a company called Zilis, Z-I-L-I-S, and we have two CBD products, two hemp oil products. One comes from Kentucky. The other comes from Colorado. One's called Purex 7, the other's called Ultracell. And again, I use both because I find that they have slight differences in the terpenes that are in them, and they can have slight differences clinically. Still working out exactly which one, but both are a water-soluble hemp oil. They're physically treated basically with ultrasound to break it up into micelles and liposomes so that when it hits this watery surface of our GI tract, it absorbs. Most of this absorption happens in the mouth and esophagus. So the onset of action is very quick. They're full spectrum. So you get the full complement of the terpenes that are in it. You don't just get the CBD, that's why most people have taken CBD, doctors have used it and said it doesn't work. It's because they're not using the full plant. And then the other thing, it's affordable. You know, I asked other people patients I have, and they were smoking marijuana, you know, for medicinal purposes. I mean, what's a dime bag running? $70?
Right. What used to be a dime bag. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I sell it by the gram now.
Right. So you can buy, I have a bottle of this for $112, and it lasts most of my patients, depending on exactly how they're using, if they're taking once a day, a couple months.
Right.
Very affordable. Like I said, it's revolutionized my practice in a few months. I can hardly believe it.
So the beauty of this this particular preparation is that it gets into you a lot faster. Do the oils take a long time to get into you?
They do, because you have to wait until you bind bile in the small intestine in order to make it water soluble. When you use a water soluble form, you're starting to get it the minute it hits your mouth. So that's huge for that. And also, both of these are organically sourced. I would never ever take an oil-based extract from a plant that's not organic, because all you're going to do is concentrate all the pesticides and all the other junk in it.
Into the fat, right? Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, that's an interesting discussion. Now, the one product that I've used, which I've noticed a change, I actually did. I noticed something when I was using it. That's actually the product that is grown here in Kentucky. People don't realize this, but Kentucky is poised to become
the leader
in marijuana sales. Once these different states light up, and then the federal government goes, okay, we're on board, and you can now ship marijuana from one state to another without it being an interstate federal crime.
Yep.
Kentucky's ready. We actually, Kentucky's genetics, if you want to read a fascinating book and understand wholly what I'm talking about, read the book The Cornbread Mafia. It's about Johnny Boone and a group of guys out in Raywick County, Kentucky. Or is it Raywick? It's Lebanon County, Raywick. Yeah, Raywick is the town, Lebanon, Kentucky. They cornered the market in marijuana in the 70s and early 80s from Kentucky. And it's a fascinating story, but the genetics that they grow here, if you go to Denmark and go to these emporiums there, they call it Kentucky bluegrass. That's what they call it. But they're now ready to corner the market on hemp. They've been growing organic hemp
waiting for the laws to be switched. And this hemp is grown exclusively for CBD production. It's not being used for T-shirts or, you know, hemp clothing or anything like that. So it's concentrated. Like my friend from D.C. said, he's growing a type of cannabis that's high in CBD. Well, they're growing hemp, industrial hemp, that's the highest for CBD possible. And it's organic.
And that's the law.
It's actually grown just for your product.
Yes, that's right. So, I mean, it's dedicated for it. There are 400 hemp farms in Kentucky now. They are really becoming one of the big leaders in this industry. And this whole industry is going to grow 700% in the next 20 months. So it's going big time.
So a listener out in the world here says, so is tincture the best? I don't think you're talking about a tincture, right?
Tincture, I think it was an alcohol dissolved alcohol substance. And yeah, this is not.
It's solved the alcohol for
an actual oil. It's just physically treated in such a way as to be water soluble. And yeah, I mean, if you're okay with it, man, people can get on our website. They can call us if they want to give this stuff a try.
Plug your website. Go ahead.
Yeah. So andremedicalservices.com. Hit us up there, get our phone number, give us a call. And if you want to give this stuff a try, it's not prescription. There are a few risks with the hemp oil. I mean, I do want people to think about that. But CBD can be an inhibitor of cytochrome P450. So if you're on some of those big time drugs, especially chemotherapy agents, anti-epileptic medications, this can change the blood levels of those agents. So you do want to be careful with that. The other thing, CBD can lower blood pressure. And that's great for most of us if our blood pressure is up. But if you already are on medication, if your blood pressure is on the low side, you want to be careful about the dosing, because I've seen some people get pretty dizzy and lightheaded and pale from taking it.
I've taken a lot in one afternoon and really didn't feel anything different. But I think I've got that freaky tolerance because, you know, I mean, I've been abusing recreational drugs since I was a teenager.
Well, so, again, I've as I've mentioned before, try about a quarter of that dose and see what happens. Because
yeah, probably better. Yeah.
And it's flooding the engine.
So there you go. AndreMedicalServices.com. You can go there, reach out to Dr. Matt, ask him questions about their CBD. Their full spectrum hemp oil product,
yep,
which isn't really an oil. It's really, I don't know, what do you call it? An emulsion, I guess, because you've got fat in water. Emulsion?
Right. It's emulsion. Yep.
Isn't that amazing, the stuff I pull out of the back of my head when I'm actually using my brain? Anyway, this has been fascinating. We will have you back on. There seems to be a growing interest in CBD. And you know what? I can't wait for them to legalize marijuana everywhere. It's silly that people can smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol, but they can't smoke weed. It's just hypocritical.
Hear, hear.
Just hypocritical. Here we go. This is my man, Tim Bruce, out there in the world. There's the andremedicalservices.com/. There you go. There's the link
for those of you who need a visual.
All right, look, we'll talk to you soon, Matt, okay?
All right, thanks a lot, Carl.
All right, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. We have great shows all week long. And Friday, we've got a groundbreaking show. If you know anybody who suffers from fibromyalgia, I'm going to have a lady on that not only can talk the talk, but she's walked the walk, and she's done it for herself, and she's done it for thousands of other women. You can live without fibromyalgia. If you are sick and tired, pharmaceutical approaches that don't work, that actually have sucked the life out of your life, and you're looking for an alternative to actually get better, not to just cover up pain, to get better, you're going to want to watch. It'll be a Facebook Live and simulcast, hopefully without any technical difficulties. I'll go to church that morning. All right, we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.